San Diego Unified's enrollment surge looks impressive. October will reveal whether it lasts. San Diego Unified brought in 3,033 new students over the summer against an annual recruitment target of 1,309, deploying 52 in-person enrollment hubs across the county in a campaign that Superintendent Fabiola Bagula's team ran to more than double its stated goal. The board also passed a Chromebook restriction policy, YouTube blocked by default, non-instructional gaming eliminated, device carts removed from transitional kindergarten 5-0 across 175 schools covering more than 100,000 students. The unanimity of that vote is notable on a question that could easily have generated board-level disagreement. The Teach Lead program illustrates a complementary kind of institutional growth. What began in 2021 with 22 students at two schools now places 400 high school students across 20 schools as paid assistant teachers in elementary classrooms, earning elective credit while building a demographically representative teacher pipeline from within the district's own student. SDSU incoming class application record, more than 124,000 applications, reflects both the university's improving research output and national rankings and something more structural. Students priced out of UC campuses are increasingly treating SDSU as a serious first-choice alternative. Body. On the sports front, the Padres stood at 72-62 entering September, second in the NL West with the wild card as their realistic postseason path. The run carries symbolic weight beyond the standings. MLB ratified the sale of the franchise to the Jose Feliciano and Kwanza Jones ownership group on August 24th for a reported $3.9 billion, described as the largest ownership transfer by sale price in baseball history, and the new owners are watching their first September in charge. The San Diego Wave kept their own playoff hopes alive with a 4-2 win over Utah on Fan Appreciation Night, with Trinity Byars scoring twice and Melanie Barcinas also on the score sheet. The enrollment surge, impressive as the headline number is, carries a specific vulnerability that the coverage has largely underplayed. California's average daily attendance funding mechanism means the district receives money based not on who enrolled, but on who shows up consistently. Enrollment is a one-time event. Attendance is a daily financial reality. If a significant share of the 3,033 new students enrolled in September but do not attend consistently by October, due to housing instability, transportation gaps, families who enrolled in multiple districts, or other factors, the funding that the surge appears to promise will not materialize. The district has been transparent about October ADA as the real test, but the dominant coverage frame has treated the enrollment count as the outcome metric rather than a leading indicator. A further complication, the 52 in-person hubs were explicitly designed to reach families navigating language barriers, temporary housing, and other complex circumstances, exactly the right families to recruit, but also, statistically, those with the most complex attendance challenges. If October ADA comes in more than 5% below what the enrollment figures would imply, the lesson is not to stop recruiting. It is to invest in attendance support infrastructure alongside recruitment. San Diego Unified's October ADA report is a public document. When it is released, typically in late October or early November, it is the number that will confirm or qualify the summer's success.